This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The macroeconomic number of the day as this pandemic gets set to enter its seventh month, if you can believe that, is 1.37 million. That is jobs added to this economy in the month of August. 3 million people who'd been temporarily laid off came back to work, and that helped bring the unemployment rate down almost 2 percentage points to 8.4%. All of that is good, like I said. But a chunk of those jobs, 250,000 or so, are temporary census workers who are going to be out of work again soon. And more to the point, job growth is slowing. 1 million plus in August, as I said. It was nearly 5 million a month back in June. What else ought you bear in mind? Well, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on the Putting the Jobs Report in Context beat today.
This economy has been through a lot since mid-March. About 15% of all the jobs in America evaporated in just a few weeks. We've been clawing back those jobs ever since. Here's how Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network rates the latest report.
It was good. It wasn't great, but it was certainly solid. It says we're continuing to make progress, but we also have a long way to go.
Gaining 1.4 million jobs would be blockbuster in normal times, but economist Beth Akers at the Manhattan Institute says now that number
may be giving the misimpression that we're doing pretty well digging out of this hole, but the reality is that we're only about halfway out.
A little over 10 million of the 22 million jobs we've lost have come back, and job gains are slowing. Akers says this is really a tale of two recoveries.
Employment levels for higher income workers have almost come back to pre-crisis levels, whereas employment levels for low-wage workers remain significantly below where they were. And it's also unclear when those workers will be able to get back to work.
Jobs in bars and restaurants, for instance, are still down 25% from before the pandemic, which leaves a lot of workers out of the recovery so far. Like Cody Sorensen. He's 33, worked as a server at an upscale Italian restaurant in West Hollywood until mid-March. Sorensen's on indefinite layoff. He's still getting health benefits and a $400 a week unemployment check. When that runs out,
I mean, I'm just going to have to go and find like another job, or I'm just going to have to move, I guess, back home to Texas, you know,
where he hopes there'll be less competition for any new jobs that come up. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.